He's an expert with the ghost stuff, Antoine. So he's hunting them down.
Okay.
He's a legend in the ghost world. And his name is Jason Hawes. And first and foremost, he is allowed on this show because he is a New England Patriots fan. So there he is. Good morning.
Womp, womp.
Jason, what are we going to do with this whole Tom Brady situation?
I don't know. You know, a lot of people would probably be angry with me saying that maybe it's time to try somebody new, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I figure we'll make the best out of it. We're New Englanders.
Yeah. Now, so Jason he's a New Englander. He was a plumber in Rhode Island. We'll forgive the fact that he grew up in upstate New York. We don't even talk about that stuff anymore.
I grew up in Canandaigua, New York, almost on the Canadian border. So you gotta give me a break.
This is nerd talk no one else cares about for a second, but I know Canandaigua well because I went to school in Ithaca. So I've done the whole upstate New York circuit, and I once saw Dave Matthews Band in Canandaigua back in the day.
Canandaigua.
Canandaigua was beautiful. I mean, it's such an incredible place, and I head back there at least once a year to go see that place and see the family.
And to be clear, it is beautiful there, Antoine, for about a month and a half in the summer, and then the rest of the year, it's freezing cold, man!
And snow and things like that.
That's the one thing I tell my kids all the time, and they think I'm joking, because I live in Rhode Island now, but I tell them all the time, every year we'd get snowed into school at least twice. We'd have to spend the night at school.
Oh, my God.
How quickly the snow comes down. And that's one thing I don't miss.
So you would actually have to sleep at school. Now, this one, I've never heard this one. So you had to stay at school for the night.
Yeah, but we lucked out because most of the, especially back then, most of the schools all had swimming pools. During the weekends, they would turn the gymnasium into like a roller rink. And so you always had something to do. And they always planned ahead. So they always had backup lunches and things like that, because I mean, the winters, you never know. I mean, one minute it could be perfectly fine, the next minute it could be dropping, you know, 4 or 5 inches of snow per hour.
So while we're all trapped in quarantine and you know, we're looking for stuff to watch, I have fantastic news. Jason's show is back for a second season.
It is.
So it's Ghost Nation. It got to start at Ghost Hunters, but now it's, you know,
Ghost
it's the
Nation.
They've hunted everything, so now it's the whole nation.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fascinated by a lot of the different ghost and paranormal stuff. And I think where I'm fascinated is the people that are involved in it. Jason, we do an event every year here with a medium who, you know, does communication with those that have passed. And we've been doing it for 10 years. And just the stuff that I watch happen is so fascinating that, you know, when people talk to me, they say, well, you know, what do you believe? I'm like, look, I don't know what it is that I'm watching, but something's happening here. And I'm just fascinated by how did you end up doing this? I mean, was it in your blood as a kid? I mean, how do you end up here where you are now?
Well, I had had my own personal paranormal experience back when I was about 20, and that sort of took a person who never thought about the paranormal and thrusted me into the field. But upon trying to research and look around, everything I found seemed to be everybody calling pretty much anything and everything paranormal, just para, meaning the Greek word beyond, so beyond the normal of what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way I saw it. I always thought that, you know what, let me figure this out myself. There's got to be explanations for a lot of this. And so we dived deep into it. And a lot of people in the initial beginning didn't care for us because we were going to these places looking to debunk claims. Not that we thought the homeowner was being dishonest to us,
mm-hmm.
but just that we felt like maybe they were misunderstanding what was going on.
Right.
So we go in looking for the real explanation. And I think that really set us apart. And that's why, you know, we did the past show, which was the first show of its kind. And it was the highest rated paranormal show in history up until us doing this. We decided to do a show with Travel Channel and Discovery because it just it opened the door for us to do everything the way we wanted to do it. Nobody stepping on our toes. And we were able to go in, do these investigations, really dive deep into the history. And I mean, it's been a success. The first season was the highest rated paranormal show that they've ever had. And I think the second season is going to be phenomenal as well. First case was so interesting. It was in Biglerville, Pennsylvania. And we figured we're going to go down there for a week and help out these great recently married couple, Steve and Glenda, and try to figure out their problem. We figured it would be easy. Went down there. It ended up turning into 2+ weeks that we were there. Police were involved, cadaver dogs, an active crime scene, and the list went on and on. And it was just far more than we had anticipated. So we had to make it. We had to make it the 2-hour season premiere.
Yeah, and it's that area. That's the Gettysburg area of Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. Yep, about 8 miles from Gettysburg. But yeah, I mean, the whole area was covered in troops, if you think about it.
Yeah, that place I've driven through it before. Antoine, have you ever been in
Gettysburg? I have not.
Okay, so it's beautiful. It's just kind of like countryside.
Yeah.
It's got a very, the town reminds me of Groundhog Day, where he's trapped in that town. But there's just some sort of weird vibe in that area. It's like there's just something in the air.
Well, because no matter where you go within that whole area, I mean, somebody died on pretty much every property out there, if you think about it. And people still find weapons caches and bullets and cannonballs and stuff on their property when they'll be out metal detecting. I mean, it's such an incredible area, and it had such tragedy. But it's also so active because of that.
So as someone who kind of comes into this this whole thing trying to prove this stuff wrong, or not wrong, but just trying to find a logical explanation for illogical things.
What's happening.
Which I appreciate, too, because you watch psychic kind of shows or ghost shows, and there's one blow when they're like, cold air, ghost, guaranteed, we found it, done. So, I mean, does it make you more of a believer running through all these things with all the stuff that you've seen? I mean, there's something like that it's got, the police are involved, for crying out loud.
Well, and that definitely was mind blowing because we didn't anticipate it to become such a huge investigation. But, I've always been a believer. It's just, I believe that 80% of claims can be disproved. And I think the way we investigate has always been so well respected. I mean, we're the only group out there that's ever been cleared by the Pentagon to investigate locations. We were sent in by the military to investigate Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We've been sent in to investigate different military complexes because of the activity. And we work hand in hand with law enforcement, with government officials, with religious organizations, where we get sent in to write preliminary reports. We cover, we're listed as a cult specialist, so we're called in on cases that involve that. I mean, it's just, I think that the way we've done it, people have really, really respected over the years, and just how we are. And we're not the kind of people who are going to turn around and run out when something happens. We're putting a puzzle together.
Sure. And, is there an experience that sticks with you?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, I've had a lot of incredible cases. I mean, we were sent by a religious, the church is up to investigate so-called demonic haunting. Now, 99.9% of those have nothing to do with the paranormal. It's usually a very over religious or whatever individuals. But and we got into this house, and we were stuck there for 4 days because we got hit by a blizzard while we were there. While we were trying to wait for the Archbishop to actually come up to the property. And it was insane location with incredible activity. I mean, well, the father lost his finger right in front of us because the door closed on it while we were talking.
Okay.
And things like that. So it became a terrifying scenario to be in. But cases like that, of course.
Yeah, I'd remember that one. That, you know, yeah, hey, Antoine, remember the day the guy's finger got chopped off at work? Yeah, I would totally remember.
And then it wasn't just us, but I had New York Times bestselling author Jody Picoult with us, who was working on a book as well. And it was insane, the kind of things that were going on. And that's one of those cases that you're like, hey, I'm sorry I brought you to this one to write your book.
Now, so, do you find yourself often in situations where, for lack of better words, you are in danger? So similar to the one you were just talking about where the man lost his finger in front of you, do you find yourself in those situations often where you're worried about your own safety?
Well, no. The majority of the cases, we're able to figure out what's going on. But the thing is, you also got to remember that you never know who is on the other side of that door. So you're going to these homes, you're meeting these people for the first time, and you don't know what's happening. Is it truly paranormal? Is it a medical condition? Are they on the beginning stages of other issues, everything from schizophrenia down? So you've always got to be prepared to what you're walking into.
The show is called Ghost Nation. This is Jason Hawes. He's one of the hosts and one of the lead paranormal guys in this country. I mean, you run a website that, correct me if I'm wrong, because it says so on this piece of paper I was given, the most visited paranormal website in the world, the AtlanticParanormalSociety.com.
Yeah, it receives about 92 million visitors per year. And, you know, we get an average of about 1,000 case requests per day, and we've got 72 bases throughout the United States and 14 other countries.
So you're trapped in quarantine. What are you doing to stay busy?
My kids have, my sons, I've got six kids, the four still live at home. They have actually been spending the last 3 weeks teaching me how to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay.
that's, yeah, so I think I've gotten pretty good at that. Besides that, I've been working with them out. I've got a little wood shop here. I've been taking them out, teaching them how to build stuff. Honestly, just, I know a lot of people are hating being locked down, but I'm enjoying the family time. I'm enjoying the time with the kids, and because this is time we'll never get back.
Yeah, and I was talking about that last night with my wife because I have two kids, and they're 11 and 8 years old, and they've really been great about everything. They have not been, I'm bored. And I actually think they would complain more when they had stuff to do.
Yeah.
I mean, these are kids that haven't had a play date in 6 weeks. And when they were having play dates left and right, they had 2 days later, when's my next play date? And now they're not asking.
They
those
needed
questions.
To keep going, but now
yeah.
they're a little bit more relaxed.
And I ain't gonna lie, I'm just happy to not have to drive everybody to soccer and baseball and dance.
Know, football or wrestling. I know that. But honestly, I've seen also a whole side of the kids where they seem less stressed doing school through the computers now.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be as much stress on them, which is just great to see as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it is. And we were talking about it earlier and sort of joking is there is going to be a time where, now, obviously not the bad things of all this, but we're going to lament of, oh, remember back when
yes.
I had that time or I was spending time with the family all the time. We are going to miss some portion of this, I think.
I agree with you. But it's also going to be something we'll always remember. And, I mean, the world's going to be a very different place, I think.
Right. And don't get me wrong. There's a big pile of suck that goes along with all
but
of this.
Underneath that suck, there's a flower growing.
Uh-huh.
There's a flower growing.
It's like getting a Hawaiian pizza that's got ham and pineapple on
here
it.
Here you
once,
go.
Right. Once here you peel go. The ham and pineapple off, it's a good pizza.
You don't go with that, do you,
just
Jason?
Just have to clear off the suck.
I'm not a pineapple pizza
Thank
guy.
You. Ah! Thank you. See, he's smart. He's a Patriots fan, and he hates pineapple.
Oh, man.
Jason Hall. Oz is his name. Ghost Nation is the show. It's one of the highest rated things on the Travel Channel. The premiere of the new season is 2 hours because
yes.
they had so much, you know, killing and ghosting and every other thing.
It's about
that was going
witches.
Down.
Yes. I'm excited.
I'm sure it's on demand and all over the place as well. So enjoy the family time and best of luck with everything, man. We appreciate you taking the time to come out with us today.
Thank you so much, guys. Stay safe out there. Hope to talk soon.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.